It's wrinkled cheese, it's wrinkled cheese. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled cheese. Yeah.
Say something.
Say something.
You say
something. No, you say something.
No.
I'll check the levels. You say something.
No, you say something.
Okay.
I hear some buzzing. Bzz, 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 after yeah. I talk.
You do?
Yeah, don't you?
Oh.
Is there? Do you hear that?
I hear a little bit, but
it's
I think that's just
the
level of the headphone here. Okay.
Do,
I think we're looking good. Long as we stay up close and talk into the padded part of the mic.
Is that a Janet tip?
That is a Janet tip. Welcome to Wrinkled Sheets.
Are we starting?
I'm leaving all that in.
No.
I'm going to leave every bit of that so people see what I...
How horrible your life is.
So they can see how the show starts. So good evening. This is Alfred Hitchcock.
Or good day.
Or
good morning.
Or if you listen to this on the toilet, hey, what are
you
doing?
Don't forget to wipe.
If you listen to this on the treadmill.
Don't forget to breathe.
Is that what you do on the treadmill?
Well, yeah. Have you ever gotten like worked up, like working out, and you like kind of forget to breathe normal, and you're like,
no, is that what happens to people? They forget to breathe.
Yeah, those of us that work out.
I thought that was part of the whole workout process was breathe.
Right, but if you're working out by yourself, you don't have someone to say breathe.
Oh.
I don't know.
Are you trying to hint that you go by yourself and I don't go with you?
Yeah, but that's because I work out at home.
Girl, look at that body. I work out.
No, I've been slacking. I did bad last week. You were out of town, and so the only time I could work out was in the morning, and I would do my squats, and then I was just kind of unmotivated. I don't know. Like, I still worked out, but...
But not like
I don't feel
you
like
have.
I was, like, hardcore. Have you heard of those boot camp classes?
I have, and more people have been doing it. I
Are
see
you,
it all the time on Facebook.
Have you thought about it?
No, I haven't thought about it at all. I refuse to think about it. Why? Are you thinking about it?
I don't know. You know, I was thinking since you're gone all the time on the weekends, getting a part-time job, and I was searching on Craigslist. And in Westminster, they're looking for boot camp people to teach it. And they'll teach you how to teach it.
Shouldn't you already know how to teach a boot camp? Before they...
Yeah, I
it doesn't
was
sound very
too.
Legitimate.
I wouldn't go to that boot camp. I'm not going to say which one it was, because I don't remember which one it was, but I was like, Imagine walking in and you take this part-time job.
I'm here to show you how to get down on boot camp.
Right.
What do they do on boot camp?
They do crazy stuff. Like, they sling tires and, like, it depends on... This is my friend has been going, and she was telling me about it. Like, they sling tires, they do handstand push-ups, and, like, they run miles at a time.
And people pay for
like,
this.
Yes.
So you could just get an old used tire and sling it in your backyard
and
save money.
I don't know
money.
What I'm doing.
Apparently they don't either, because they'll just show you. Hey, come here.
Not
just
every
tell
boot
them
camp
to
is the same.
Swing that tire.
Not every boot camp is the same. I thought that was funny.
Some people hit tires, don't they?
Hit tires?
Yeah. Because one of our friends, you know, Garrett Dahl, one of our guys, does that CrossFit.
Oh.
And they do a lot of that kind of boot stuff.
Oh,
boot
what did
camp
he say
stuff.
About it?
I don't know. I just see pictures that they post sometimes.
No,
dragging,
I haven't seen
dragging things and pushing stuff and muscle
Is
confusion.
Is it on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As we chat, I'll pull up his pictures because I have not seen his pictures. Garrett. We should have him on the show, or you should have him on your show.
Yeah, now that he's...
What is the state of your show?
I don't know what my state of the show is going to be. It will probably move back down here to the basement for a while. Remasculate will come back down here.
Right, because Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine is back down here.
And it worked well. Y'all did good.
Yeah, we were trying. But you were out of town when we found out that this was going to happen, and I tried, but there's some technical difficulties, I think.
Yeah, you don't really like to test levels much, or
I don't like to waste time.
I can't hear the headphones. Yeah, you can.
No, I couldn't. I promise. I don't have patience.
I've noticed. With me.
What?
You don't have patience with me.
I know. Your life is so horrible. Well, I can't find his photos.
That's
I'll
okay.
I'll do this afterwards.
That's probably good. People are probably thinking, why did she do that later? Because we're listening.
Because then I could post his pictures and be like, this on our... How was your... You were
My
in
trip
Vegas.
To Vegas. I was working Las Vegas
at the Tropicana.
The newly remodeled Tropicana.
How long ago was it remodeled?
They're still doing it right now. I mean, it's been remodeled, but they're constantly updating and tweaking, and there was a whole new, like, gaming area when I was there from the last time, and...
Like, Las Vegas gaming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, different...
No skee ball?
No, not that. Not Dave and Buster's. Though I think that'd be a good idea. If Dave
that
and Buster's would just pop out cash. You know what I mean? If you played skee ball instead of tickets...
I would totally go there.
Wouldn't you?
Instead of getting their... slinkies that are made out of polyurethane crap
you
or
could,
whatever.
You could drink just like a casino and
right.
walk around, play skee
Do
ball,
Dance
shoot
Dance
some
Revolution.
Hit the perfect score, get $100.
Yes. We went there once.
See, you could
we?
Learn to dance for money.
That could That's be my part-time job.
There you go.
You heard it, folks. He wants me to become a stripper.
I didn't say that. I said you could dance for money.
You're funny.
That's different.
We went to Dave and Buster's once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kicked your butt in the basketball game.
Right, you did.
That was fun.
That's because you're a sports queen.
I am not.
Every time I look at the TV, you're like checking the scores.
The scores of what?
I don't know.
See?
I'm so glad you don't
I
do
know.
That.
I'm glad you don't either. I went on a girlfriend date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was our first date. As girlfriends this weekend?
How does that work? Explain that. What's a girlfriend
nervous.
Date?
Like, I
you afraid it might turn lesbo?
No!
Oh.
Dear Lord. Of course your man mind goes there.
I know.
But no, I met this girl at a friend's party, and her boyfriend travels, and she's like, we should hang out. And so we coordinated and met up for drinks and appetizer, and I was a little nervous.
Because you were afraid it would go lesbo?
No! What if she doesn't like me?
What do you mean? You afraid she was going to be like a sports chick and you couldn't relate?
Right,
or?
Right. And so, like, I was talking. I was like, you know, are you into sports? She's like, yeah, I like Broncos. She's into sports, but she's not a sports queen. But I was telling her how thankful I am that you are not. And that I don't even... I was like, basketball's still on? It's like summer. Doesn't that end?
Did she know all this? Did she keep track of it? Or was she hiding it like a real first date? Like,
No,
really don't like...
She was pretty straightforward. She's like, yeah, I'm a big Broncos season. Football here is fun. And I get that. Like, it could be a fun party, reason to party.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, yeah, I like to go to, like, a baseball game a year. But not really anymore.
And only St. Louis.
Albert Pujols no longer plays. I met a fellow... St. Louis Cardinal fan yesterday.
Yeah?
He was, like, sporting his Cardinal gear. I was like, what? You're lost.
Really? Somebody was out in public in sportswear? I'm shocked.
I know. He was from Illinois, though. And we talked. I was like, yeah, I don't really like them much now since Albert's gone. But anyway, we're not a sports talk show. What the hell are we doing?
But it did remind me. Did you see the thing I posted on Facebook the other day about a new scientific study that said people... The human race had become less intelligent since the Victorian era.
And that's when sports was invented?
I don't know. Oh. But that just reminded me of that when you said, hey, they had their sports stuff out in public. But did you see, probably didn't read that
no.
that I posted. So anybody that's listening, you should Google. There's a whole new scientific study that's been done over the years how we've become.
Do you get annoyed with people? Like, it seems like you're constantly pointing out how dumb people are.
I get annoyed with a lot of people. Because
do I annoy you?
No.
Seriously, you can be straight up. Because I could be annoying, especially Miranda night.
Oh, I know. Miranda night was almost the end. It was just almost.
Huh?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
You were.
Out of control.
Out of control.
I know.
Do you know how many times I said, why don't you just go ahead and just sit down?
I was aware of the look on your face, and I'm like, he's not running Miranda night.
You people are moving away from you.
We don't have to talk about this on here.
That's what we do on the podcast.
Fun of Janet. I know.
No, we're not making
that's
fun. I'm just saying
do.
That's.
I ran into our friends from Planet Beach at Planet Beach. Surprising,
uh-huh.
huh?
Uh-huh.
And I asked them. I was like, "Was I out
now,
of
what is
control?
Planet Beach?
Planet Beach is where I get my spray tan on.
Uh-huh. Your spa.
My spa. They have oxygen and.
I love that part.
What else do they have?
You don't really like the oxygen, though, do you?
I do not have patience to sit there
and breathe.
When there's oxygen all around.
This is pure oxygen. This isn't dirty air. This isn't polluted.
Give me a tank. Let me walk with it. Let me walk. Let me walk and talk. Walk and talk.
You can't just sit there and enjoy the scented oxygen. Just relax. You probably should get into yoga or something. Have you thought about yoga?
No, that stresses me out. Like, I've tried it, and it's just like, I'm not flexible enough. I don't know.
Maybe a little more flexibility, and we'd all be happy.
Are you not happy?
No, I'm happy.
Shush. Oh, shush.
So, back to your chick date.
Yeah, that went well.
Yeah. What was the, all right, tell them listeners, why the date ended so abruptly.
Well, we're both in relationships, and we're at this, it's called Lodo's Bar, and it's kind of like restaurant/bar, and the one downtown Denver, mm-hmm. like, I've been there once, and it was 20-something hell, like, because I showed up at, like, 11 o'clock at night. And
you mean, like, straight-leg kind of hipster hell, or just 20-something drinking?
It was stupid, crazy 21-year-old girls being dumb.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I was a little hesitant. We went to the one in Highlands Ranch, but I had asked my Planet Beach friends mm-hmm. what their thoughts were, and they said that, you know, it was kind of an older crowd, but it, like, stopped at, like, 60. So it was, like, it was fine. And then
what stopped at 60?
Like, the people, the clientele.
Oh, okay.
And said that they had a great patio. So we did sit out on the bar outside. And she had heard that there were tons of cougars that show up there.
Mm-hmm.
Not the cat kind.
Right.
The lady killer kind.
The kind that are looking for me.
Yeah. So we get there. And when we first show up, we notice a lot of families. And then as the night progressed and as we're talking, like, we see a lot of 30-ish females and, like, 40 to 60 males showing up. So it was, like, the opposite of a cougar. It was, like, what do they call an older guy? Like, that
a manther.
A manther? You got to trademark that shit.
A manther.
They start showing up. And then, you know, there were some younger men. It was just, like, it became like this. It felt like a club without music.
Uh-huh. But then somebody approached, right?
Yes. Right before we left, there was some guy, some muscle meathead guy. He walks up to my friend Danielle, throws his arm out, and says, "Here, feel this. That's boyfriend material. I work out every day." I was like, I'm so thankful I'm not single. Let's go.
Feel that. Yeah. That's douche skin.
I know.
I work out every day.
I actually said, I was like, does that work? Does that work on people?
Did you say that?
Yes.
And he said?
He was like, well, yeah, look at me. And he's like, I've been wakeboarding all day. I'm so sorry. I'm like, are you smashed? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, we're going to go now. It was very weird. Very weird.
Now, you're not going to get her in trouble for telling the story. Her boyfriend didn't
no,
go.
No, she
you
went
did
home.
You did what? You were out and guys went, hitting on you?
She went home. Uh-huh. And I went home. And it was weird. She's probably never going to want to talk to me again because I just talked about our first hangout
your
session
first date.
As a date.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I'm saying. Like,
I hear you. It didn't go lesbo.
And it's not going to. I'm not like that. Dear God. And then yesterday, while you were still out of town, I went to the Red Dirt on the Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun.
That was Texas music at Red Rock Stadium, Red Rock Amphitheater here in
Yeah,
Denver.
It was over halfway full. Which is pretty impressive.
That's and all?
It wasn't, like, sold out. I was able to buy a ticket, like, 4 hours before the show.
Well, I'm just surprised anything at Red Rocks in summertime isn't completely sold out.
Well,
they just need an excuse to drink and smoke dope and hang out.
It was Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people were out of town.
Well, I guess that's true.
And tickets were $50, and it was all general admission.
But there was a lot of bands.
Yeah, there were 4 bands, and Randy Rogers was the last band that played, and he even said, he's like, look at this. You know, none of these bands have ever had a number one hit on country radio, and we have this place pretty rocking, and it was pretty rocking. A lot of youngins.
Was there?
Yeah, like my age and younger.
So they're loving the Texas music?
Yeah, that's kind of where the thing is turning. Mm. The thing, I don't know what the thing is, but that yeah.
Mm. Speaking of the thing, I'm talking about
the
wolf.
Oh, Oh, do we have to talk about that?
We don't have to, but my ex-radio station,
yep.
I saw on the Facebook feed that they were making a big deal about doing, they were so excited about doing Flashback Fridays, where they get a chance to play the old hits, and Brooke couldn't wait to play Garth Brooks.
Oh, dear God.
Remember what a hassle they gave me when I wanted to do?
Yeah, but that's Garth Brooks. You wanted to play Merle Haggard.
I wanted to play country music.
Right. I heard on the other station you used to work for, KYGO, I heard randomly Garth Brooks, and I've heard they're playing a really good mix. I don't know who's doing their music, but...
The new guy that they brought in, Eddie Haskell.
It's kind of like a better mix. Like, it's not just Carrie Underwood and Taylor Swift. If you put their names together, it's Terry. it's not them over and over with Rascal Flatts and... Yeah.
I think country music is just completely gone now. I mean, if you look at the chart, I looked at the chart the other day, and you look at every band, it's almost all new people.
Right.
Not that that's bad, because I like when people need a chance, but it's almost all new people with all upbeat pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember country?
The top 40?
Yeah. The new ads, with thing I sent you, the new ads, the new stuff that they're playing. But remember when you'd listen to country music and it would be like the dance?
It has ebbs and flows. I really do believe that. Like, you have, what's that song that Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton did?
Islands in the Stream.
That was not
that
country.
That is what we are.
That was not country. That was, at the time, very, poppy.
No, but I'm saying about the straight thing of music. It's all upbeat songs. The songs, where was the dance, or where was those...
The slow ballads.
The slow ballads. They're not... That's what country people used to love about country, was those, oh, I love this song. You know, this, oh, this is my... And now it's all like, getting in my car, driving down the street, but I want to dance, you know?
Right. Right. I could see that. I think the person that does come out with that great ballad is going to have a number one hit. So
you're probably right about that. Yep. Somebody comes out with a great ballad.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to do it?
I don't know. They used to come out with ballads when I was there, and I'd say, I love this. We should play this. No, it's too slow. It
spogs
down the station.
Was? Probably Hunter Hayes. Wanted.
Wanted. Bobby was...
You know, he's really talented. I was looking and reading about him, and I know he's been pushed a lot, and there's a lot of financial...
I think he's very talented.
He plays every instrument.
Yeah, he made his entire album. He played, all the instruments, and then put them together, and laid all the tracks out, laid the tracks.
If I had money, I'd back him, too.
I know.
But, he's got that look, and I'm afraid, people aren't going to take him serious.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really look like he's not
he looks
a Justin
like a,
Lynch.
Like an H&M model.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not like a Justin Lynch or Kip Moore. Those are all up and coming country.
But a lot of the guys from Texas, they all have that. They're more of a little.
Casey Donahue's kind of pretty.
Country, though.
Oh. Randy Rogers was wearing a cowboy hat last night, and it looked weird. I'm not used to seeing him with a cowboy hat on.
On that little round head?
Yes. I was like, why is he doing that? And we had Stoney LaRue and Wade Bowen.
One of those Texas guys, remember that we were driving and I said, I really like this song. Who is this? Remember up in Vail about to do the thing, and you said, oh, that's such and such. And it was like, she's...
The Texas.
She loves Texas.
The Josh Abbott Band.
Yes. What's that song? She Loves Texas and She Loves Me or something like that.
Yeah.
I really like that song.
I know. Me too.
But again, one of those things that regular radio goes, ah, that's not really our thing.
And they know that Texas country is big among people my age and younger.
Well, that's why with the new station down, not new, but it's gotten bigger. The Ranch in Fort Worth is turned into nothing but Texas music.
Hmm.
That's all they play now. They're strictly Texas bands.
Do you listen to them ever?
Cool. I listen to them online sometime.
I can't
believe it. Because... one of the DJs, Malone, was part of that thing that I went down and auditioned in Dallas.
Have you talked to her?
Yeah. Everybody's really upset and sad that nothing ever came of the
That song is
Dallas
called
audition.
She's Like Texas, and it's from 2010.
That's a great song. Anybody that's listening, Google
the Josh Abbott Band.
And the name of the song.
She's Like Texas.
It's a great song.
Great tune.
Maybe we should, at the very end of this, we'll just play it.
I'll have it ready.
And I'll plug it in and we'll
there you go.
Put it on the podcast. We'll give
I like
some,
that idea.
I do love that. I love that.
You love what?
Your cats are running around again. Oh my God, we didn't make it to a,
we
didn't
so
make it so
well.
Close.
It's all your fault.
Oh my God.
You love your animals, but I'm not allowed to bother them anymore.
It's podcast. Somebody asked me about podcast the other day.
Who?
This woman, Connie, that listens to the show every day.
Oh.
That used to listen to Remascula. You probably heard us talk about Connie on the show.
I missed that.
She wrote and said, when is Remasculate going to be live again? Because we haven't been there. And I said, probably when it goes back to the basement. And I got, with Podcat. So people still remember
Pooh
Podcat.
Still alive and kicking.
So maybe that'll have to bring back all the stuff that was.
Yeah, with your Hawaiian theme.
Yeah. Well, remember, that's one of the things when I started doing Remasculate over at the studio. It slowly got away from the Hawaiian
chill.
Yeah, that was my whole kind of the vibe, you know, play the song.
You got to get your vibe back.
Got to get the vibe. I had the Hawaiian music playing in the background. And
you spent all day down here, and I'd come home and you'd have a 30-minute podcast.
But it was a good one.
It's true.
It took me a while to. That's why I like doing it with somebody.
Right, because they're like, I don't have
30
hours.
Minutes. I can't re-record this. Let's just talk and get this shit together, and we'll get on our way here. But when I'm down here by myself doing it.
You get distracted.
I get distracted. Squirrel. And I try to think of things, and I go on little rants, and I record it. Then I'll listen to it back and go.
That was shit.
Yeah. I can do better than that. Or I'll do two or three of them, and then I'll edit them together, and that takes a while on the editing. And that's why I'm thinking I should just.
But it doesn't cost you anything.
No,
to do it
doesn't
it down
cost
here. It's not like you're driving downtown Denver and in your big old truck.
Nasty truck that I got to get rid of.
You've been saying that for 6 months. I don't believe you anymore.
I have got to get rid of
it. I don't believe you. You know what? Did you even notice my car?
Yeah, you put the Hawaiian juice on it.
Did flip flops?
Flip flops. I saw
that.
I
tried to put the Mahalo thing on it, and it tore.
It did.
Yeah.
Did we have two Mahalos or just one Mahalo?
I only pulled out my two pink ones.
Okay.
Yours, I think, are still in the bag.
Okay, good.
But it took how long for me to get there? Well, it's just now nice enough. And I just re-registered my car, so I had that sticker I had to put on the back. So I'm like, two birds, one
stone. You don't see a lot of, I think now we've gone from bumper stickers.
To those plastic.
To stickers.
Decals.
Where it used to be like stickers on the car. Don't ask me about, or just some stupid, how's my driving? And now everybody's got like those little things on the windows.
Well, bumper stickers were a pain in the butt to get off. These things, and I didn't realize it till I actually went to go put it on. Like, I'm like, okay, it's on. And then I'm like, it looks like that plastic thing peels back. And it does to just be the – and it's easy to come off because when I put the Mahalo thing on and it tore, I was like, oh, God, that's going to suck if it says Halo.
What's wrong with Halo?
That's a video game and I don't play.
You might have made some new friends if you were driving.
It easily, rubbed off because it's kind of a rubbery substance.
Vinyl.
Yeah,
vinyl.
There you go. And so I think that's the big difference, why people don't do bumper stickers. And I saw a bumper sticker the other day, and I'm surprised this lady's minivan hasn't gotten, hurt. It said, read my lips, I voted for Obama. I was like, oh. And then she had a bunch of Obama bumper stickers. Of course, she's dumb enough to still do bumper stickers, but I was like, how is your minivan not gotten,
just getting sideswiped, or?
I saw this guy next to me, and he definitely was not.
Yeah, not to get political on this show, but that's okay. But more and more, even my friends that voted for Obama that gave me a hard time.
I know, they feel like idiots.
They're turning. I mean, I see it on Facebook. They're like, okay,
well, look,
this is one too many,
Benghazi, IRS. What?
Yeah,
I'm sure he messed up something with
now the
Memorial
latest
Memorial
is they went
Day.
Into the computers and phone files of the reporters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now that media is turning because
but
they're like, hold on.
He came out and said that...
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, and that media should not get in trouble for doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't... His administration,
I don't know who to believe at this point.
He is the head, and his administration is jacking things up. So It doesn't matter if you know about it or not. He's the one that chose these people.
You're supposed to be in charge.
And yes.
But it's every one of those that he didn't know about. That's right. What everybody...
Benghazi, IRS.
Wait, I didn't know about Benghazi. Wait, I didn't know about the IRS investigation.
What are you doing?
I didn't.
He's going to Hawaii.
Yeah, he's going around vacationing and campaigning.
Yeah.
While the rest of us are going, I might have to sell my car. I can't afford this big-ass thing and gas.
Right. Yeah.
So not to get political. If you like him, that's great. Don't hate
us. We're not going to judge you. I have lots of we have lots of Obama friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just don't talk
politics. I have a lot in the entertainment business.
I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a couple people at work, and we just when she first started, it was right around election time, and me and my friend, who are both anti-Obama, were talking, and she's like, okay, guys, I'm going to vote for Obama. I'm like, oh. So it shut down the political talk at work, and we're cool. We just don't talk about it.
See? HR. That would have been an HR problem.
But we are HR.
Oh, that's right.
It's not like I'm talking to a warehouse worker.
You were causing trouble in your own department.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to report myself. Get out my file. Write that down.
The funniest thing happened the other day, and you can cut this out of the podcast.
No, go ahead.
It sucks. I'm coming out of the bathroom, and this other girl's coming around the corner, and I totally got a handful because she was not
mad. Handful of what?
Her chest.
You got boobies?
Yes.
You had titties on your palms?
Oh, my gosh. It was so embarrassing.
Like flesh to flesh?
I'm like, I'm in HR. That was not sexual harassment. You ran into me.
Like flesh to flesh?
No, we weren't naked at work.
Well, the way you made it sound like she wasn't, and there it was. Like.
But still, I'd never touch boobies like that.
Well, I thought maybe you know how y'all have, if you're in a onesie, you have to get naked to pee.
When do I wear a onesie to work?
No, I didn't say you did. I thought maybe she did. No. You know, like a jumpsuit or something, and, you know, they.
Oh.
And I'm.
You have these visions in your head of what women are.
Oh, yeah.
All of you men.
So you had a lesbo moment in the bathroom.
I did not.
You didn't have one on the first.
Like, working in HR, I'm like, OMG, that was not sexual harassment. And she's like, I know. It was kind of scary. So if I lose my job.
Did you know this person well?
Yeah, she's adorable. I can't say that because.
She's adorable.
She's a great, asset to the company.
Great ass? What part did you grab? I'm confused now.
Oh, yeah. So that was kind of interesting. See what happens when you're gone?
You grab boobs. You get lonely and you grab boobs.
And I go on
and you have lesbo
women.
Dates. God, I might have stopped going out of town. I'll come home and there'll be a rainbow sticker on your car instead of flip-flops.
I was wondering. So strawberry shortcake. We went to a strawberry shortcake birthday party for my goddaughter, who was 3. And strawberry shortcake was popular back when I was a child. And My Little Pony's coming back. That was back when I was a child. Is Rainbow Bright going to come back? Or is that whole gay thing going to prevent her from coming back?
That whole gay thing? I don't.
Is that inappropriate?
I guess, I don't know, HR.
I'm not HR here.
I don't know. I hadn't thought
about it. I really liked her. She was my favorite. Her and the Get Along Gang.
Well, it must have been, because you've been grabbing boobs and going on lesbo dates. What was Rainbow Bright? I know I remember the name, but what was Rainbow?
She was a little girl with orange hair that wore rainbows, and she had adventures.
Can you expand a little bit?
Nope, because I was little, and I had a Rainbow Bright doll, and I remember liking her.
Did she have friends that had rainbows? Was it like the Care Bears, where they all had different things on them? Or?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I really liked her, though. She was my favorite doll. She had blue eyes like me, and... I don't want her to come back.
And you could make her hands grab other doll boobs and stuff?
Dear God. Yeah, her and Teddy Rupskin, they made out all the time.
Did you make your dolls make out?
No.
Ever?
No.
I bet you made your dolls hump. You remind me of one of those people that made your dolls hump.
Well, what?
You do. You remind me of one of those people. When you were a kid, you probably went, and made them kiss and stuff. Did you?
Why are you saying
did
that?
Did you?
No.
You did, didn't you?
What about me makes you think that I am that person?
Your imagination. You're creative. And you were you had a brother, nobody to play with.
I'm 8 years old. And they're making out. Hey, whoa.
Oh, look at that, Ken.
Have you seen that picture? It has Ken standing with his pants down and Barbie on her knees. And she's just like, there's nothing there.
In a state of confusion?
Yes. Have you seen that picture?
No.
I saw it on Facebook.
I'll have to Google it.
It's kind of funny because, they were married when it happened.
They were?
Yes. Barbie and Ken. They waited till marriage.
They did?
Yes.
And then his genitalia popped out? Yes. Maybe that's the way God ought to do it. Yep.
Does
nothing pops out
happen?
Until you get married
you
and then you're, and then it pops out.
That's a great idea. God, take note. I just looked up.
You did?
I'm sober.
God is everywhere. You didn't have to look
I know.
Up.
But you get trained.
Look.
Wow. Anyway, so what happened in Vegas? I'm talking about my boring life.
Well, I had packed shows at the newly remodeled Tropicana, and I went over to see Brad Garrett while I was there because I work his club, but I was across the street, so I went over.
And he's okay with that?
Yeah. His quote was, "Hey, you got to make some bones. You got to make your bones," which that's the old term for.
Did he say anything about the last time you were there, like with thumbs up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he actually asked me if I wanted to go on, you want to do a guest set way? And I was like, no. I'm not even supposed to be across, because I really had to run. I had to run to get back to my show in time. So, but it was very, very nice. But he had these really cool shoes on. He wears a size 15 shoe.
I can imagine. He looks to be a very tall man.
He's giant. And
did you feel a little small?
I did.
Did you look at your feet and cry?
I did.
What
but
size
he
wear?
Had these shoes. They were beaded. They were 15, but they were beaded. Do you remember those belts? Did you ever see on vacation? They were like Indian beaded belts,
yes.
Like turquoise, but they were on little strips of leather and those kind of tiny beads. That was the entire shoes. The entire shoes.
Where did you
were
get them?
Beaded. Kevin Nealon, the comic Kevin Nealon. He's on Weeds. He's been Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay.
Bought them for him because they both wear
size
15. And Brad was very self-conscious of the shoes. He was backstage kind of going, yeah, I don't know. I can pull them off. You could pull them off. I don't know if I can pull them off. And my friend Carl LeBeau, who was there too.
Mm-hmm.
Carl and I actually started together on amateur nights in Houston.
That's so sweet.
Isn't that?
I mean, that's awesome and rockin', not sweet.
That's not sweet. That's that's not manly. But yeah, Carl was working with Brad, so we went over and I hung out. And
was his green room packed?
Brad's?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I thought there would be a lot of people. Was his girlfriend there?
No, she wasn't there this time. No, there's kind of been a new thing come down that you're not supposed to hang out in the green room at Brad's.
Oops.
A kind of a note went out that...
After I was there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I cause problems?
Yeah. Remember when you broke the glass?
I didn't break anything. We had plastic.
Remember when you pulled the candy drawer and the glass fell off?
No. That didn't happen.
That was me.
Oh.
No, it wasn't because of you. No, just because a lot of comics in town. Vegas is a very comic-y town with clubs. And
they would come
they were
into
all,
Brad's.
And all hang out at Brad's. And they were all in the green room. So a thing kind of went down and went, hey... If you're not working here or invited here.
So did he make you leave?
No, because I was invited.
Oh.
Because Carl was working there.
Gotcha.
And so Brad was like, hey, good to see you. I can't do Brad.
No, you can't.
I can't do it.
There is no resemblance to that voice in Brad Garrett.
Not at all. But that was fun. That was my Vegas.
Good.
We had great shows, and I got to see
pool time.
Huh?
Did you see pool time?
Pool time.
Did you spend a lot of time?
No, I went to the pool twice, and that was it. Out of the whole.
How is
week.
That possible? What do you do all the time?
I walk. I just walk. I put on my headphones and I just walk down the strip. Didn't,
oh gosh!
You've read most of my tweets like constantly, like.
Yeah, I never know where they come. You could be sitting on the toilet and tweeting that stuff, and I.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah, I don't want to know that either.
Wow. I want to know more about your lesbo stuff.
There is no lesbo stuff. Oh, my gosh. I like you, and you have a non-vagina area, and that's what I like.
A non-vagina area. That's very important in a male.
Yes. Oh.
Now, we are at 34 minutes.
I hope this didn't suck.
Please let us know if it sucked.
Yep. You can email me directly, pinkbarb27@yahoo.com.
And say, Christ, that sucked.
Yeah, you need to stop talking and let Steve do the funny stuff.
I enjoyed this tonight.
Good.
Because there was a lot of lesbian talk, and I appreciate that.
And your penis likes lesbian talk.
My non-vagina area.
Your non-vagina area likes lesbian talk.
All right. Well, how can people get a hold of you?
PinkBarb27 at Yahoo.
And how do they find your other podcast?
Facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine.
And anything else you want to promote, like Relax Wine or?
I do love my Relax Wine.
Uh-huh, and how people find out about Relax Wine?
They're everywhere. They're on Facebook at Relax Wines. They're on Twitter at Relax Wines. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know a lot about it, and I probably should say more about it because remember I told you the company Hangover Joe's,
yes,
was wanting to become a sponsor on the podcast,
right?
And they're like a hangover relief shot, you know, that you just think that you. They're the sponsor of Crazy Jay's podcast that I did in Vegas, and so he had their posters and bottles everywhere. And
did
and
you try
HangoverJoes.com? Well, I don't drink, so it didn't make me. But Carl did and gave it a thumbs up.
Nice. So, did you grab some?
I should have. I did not.
I mean, for our neighbor that drinks a lot.
You mean my neighbor across the table from me?
I don't drink a lot. I just have a Miranda Day once a year.
And you could have used some Hangover Joes.
The next day, I had to eat some greasy food. Like three times.
Oh, you know what we didn't do before? Oh, before we go?
Francis Ha.
We need to discuss a movie
that we liked a lot.
We saw this movie. I saw it and wasn't sure Janet would like it because she is one of those that, like, is very picky about movies.
Is it not Sweet Home Alabama? Then I don't like it.
What was the term tonight when I was looking for something to watch?
Is this a Janet movie? Would Janet like this?
Yeah. You were talking in third person.
Yes.
So you sent me an email saying, ooh, I want to see.
No, I tweeted. Yeah. I think I would really like to see this movie because out of all these stupid movies that are out right now about the world ending and about tracks being built in the stars
and zombies
and people being hungover and
Fast and Furious people.
Yeah, people driving cars too fast. Then I was like, this sounds like a movie I really like.
And you love this movie.
I do. It's about a girl named Frances. Uh-huh. She lives in New York. And she's just very quirky, I think would be the word.
Quirky's the perfect word.
Yeah.
She's very, what's that girl, Zoe Deschanel?
Deschanel. I don't know anything about Zoe.
She
Deschanel.
Seems like that kind of character just very on the like, show, you know. Yeah, whimsical.
She doesn't really actually have a place to live that's like her own place the entire time that the movie's happening.
She's like the 20-somethings today that just crash with people for a month at a time.
And she's like following a career path that, you know,
it has no path.
Not being a mother, but has that brain is like, why? Why are you wasting your time? She's working for a dance company. I don't think making very much money. And then it's kind of a weird type of dance. It's that modern
dance.
Yeah. And she has a best friend that I think she has lesbian feelings for.
You think so?
I you kind of get that hint that, and she even says that we're like lesbians, but we don't have sex.
Yeah, but that's kind of the new thing for girls, isn't it? To be like, we're BFFs, and we hug, and we watch TV, and you brush my hair in your lap, and isn't that sort of the new?
I've never done that.
Well, I know, but you might with these new lesbian dates you've been going on. Anyway,
stop!
Back to the...
But her and her friend kind of split up because her friend gets an actual boyfriend, and Frances kind of like twirls out of control, and so you kind of see. And I felt really bad for her. Like, I'm just like, oh, I want to be your friend. I'll be your friend. Yeah.
And?
And she randomly goes to Paris. Like, I thought that was like crazy. Can I say that? Is that too much?
No.
She went to Paris for a weekend. Do people actually do that?
I think people do. I think people do get wild hairs and just go, something I've always wanted to do, so I'm going. Well, she makes reference to it later on by saying, I should, you know, when she was broke.
Yes.
I should not have done that.
Right.
And I think that's what people
and
do.
And she just, that's kind of how Frances lives her life. She just kind of does and then thinks, sometimes thinks afterwards, but many times, it's just very like.
But it's a very funny movie.
It is.
I enjoyed
hilarious.
It. You were laughing a lot, and I could tell that you get that look on your face like you're really into something.
I forget that I'm watching a movie. When I really like a movie, I forget that I'm watching a movie. If I don't like a movie, I'll like look around.
That's how I know you don't. That's how I know you. Because like, how many times has a movie been over and I'll go, you didn't like that, did you? Because
right.
I can tell by the way you just go to, you're looking around, you're looking at the audience. And
I'm wondering, do they hate it as much as I do? But Frances Ha, I definitely give her 5 hot pink stars out of 5.
Can wow.
you do that on this show?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't done a film.
We could do 5 pillowcases out of 5.
Oh, that's good because we're wrinkled sheets.
Yeah.
5 pillowcases out of
that's
5.
That's Janet's. What about you?
I would have to give that probably at least 4, 4.5 because I did enjoy it. I loved that it was an such an indie film.
Yes.
It's by the same guy that did, and I wish I had, I don't have the name in front of me, Margot at the Wedding, which was Kate.
Noah Baumbach?
Yes. It was Nicole Kidman was in that one with Jack Black.
I didn't see that. Maybe we should see if that's on Netflix.
And it was that was a good movie. This guy does great quirky movies, and so and this is all black and white. So anybody,
I was just gonna say because I'm looking at pictures of it, and I'm like, I don't remember it being all black and white. That's how much I liked it.
Yeah,
it like was, the fact that there wasn't color, I didn't really.
That's what I mean. It's so good, and it's so
the story,
and it shot
pulls
well,
you in.
And shot well. Yes. All right.
Okay.
So we give it.
I'm glad you remembered that,
Frances.
Ha.
Ha. All right.
And it's playing here in Denver right now at the Landmark Mayan.
Right.
And in
so,
Boulder.
So if you're listening anywhere else in the world,
just Google. I'm just.
I know.
We have a
I'm
lot
teasing
of,
you.
That's why I say in Denver.
In Denver. Well, we're out of here.
Yes.
Enjoy
we'll
the. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'll do it again next week or maybe.
Before
even
you
soon.
Go back to Vegas.
Before I go back to. I will be back in Vegas next week.
The following,
following week. June 3rd, week of June 3rd, I'll be in Vegas at Sin City Comedy Club in Planet Hollywood.
There you go.
All right. Oh, so before we go, we'll put on the song. You said you were going to have that queued up and ready to go. So
it's ready.
We'll see you. Enjoy. Wait.
What? You told me to go.
No, no, not yet. No, don't go yet. Okay. Hold on a second. We'll be right back with the song.
All right, we're going to play Josh Abbott Band, She's Like Texas.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Blue bonnets in the summer. She's as hot as the Padre Island sun. Most of the time she's as warm and friendly like the hills that surround Austin. She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man, and that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas, and she likes me. Her eyes are green like the trees in Nacogdoches. Her teeth are white as cotton in the fall. And when she laughs, you'll always take notice. 'Cause her heart's charm will shine right through it all. She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man, and that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas, and she likes me. The weather out in Lubbock, but if you show her love, man, she'll return it. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man, and that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas, and she likes me. Oh, she's like Texas, and she likes me.
That's the Josh Abbott Band, and I hope they don't get mad that we played the whole song. Just go buy the CD and download the song. See ya.